is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we roll into the third hour of the program, taking your phone calls about anything. If we get a chance, I've got stuff about this whole healthcare thing, but it's open phones on Free Talk Live anytime, so you never know where things are going to go. In fact, we continue with your phone calls here. But first, the world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show. It's happening again, April 9th, 10th, and 11th. At Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent. Really, it doesn't get much better than that, does it? Helicopter rides.
There is the grand finale where they shoot tracer rounds into giant barrels of diesel fuel.
It just doesn't get much better than the Knob Creek Gun Range. Helicopter rides, 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person to get in. KNOBCreekRange.com. That's KnobCreekRange.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Mike Barsky is with us on the amp line and on the road. Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Mark and Ian. I am driving my motorhome out west from New Hampshire, and I have some pretty scary cop encounters today that I wanted to like briefly tell and then talk about something I might be changing my mind about.
Okay, please.
Okay, so the first, in Kansas here, I got pulled over by a cop just outside of a toll booth, and he pulled me over because I didn't get out of the fast lane quick enough. It was like a couple hundred yards. So it was his excuse to pull over an out-of-state license plate on a big searchable vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So he pulled me over and asked me, you know, some questions, and I didn't open the door when he wanted, and I probably pissed him off. And then he ended up giving me a warning and then said, you're free to go. And I said, okay, goodbye. And by the way, I was at his car at that time. I had walked back to give him my registration. So he said, by the way, can I ask you some questions? Okay. So do you have any drugs or marijuana or anything illegal in that vehicle? And I said, no. And if someone, and then he said, so can I search it? And I said, no, this is my home. He said, okay, well, why don't you stand over there on the side of the road? I'm going to call my colleague who has a drug dog to sniff it. I'm all, what? What are you talking
about?
Wait,
Mike, point of information. This is all because you said yes to him asking you questions.
I don't know why. I think it's because they want to sniff an out-of-state large vehicle. Or search it, I should say, and they're using any excuse possible. So I said, yes, I'll answer your questions, and I answered. But then, you know, I said, no, I don't have anything illegal. But then he said, can I search your car? And I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, okay, I'm going to bring out the drug dog. So he brought out, you know, we waited 10 minutes. He brought out a drug dog. And while waiting, I was so out of shape and nervous, by the way, because I didn't know if there were any warrants out for me. It turns out there's not. But that when he was fishing for information, I foolishly talked to him as small talk. And I realized I ended up telling him, yes, I just bought this tow dolly to tow a car. No, I'm unemployed. And he already suspects me of drugs because he's getting the dog. So now I realize, holy crap, just in small talk, this guy now knows that I spent a lot of money even though I don't have an income.
So yeah, they try to be nicey-nice to you. They
absolutely.
Pretend like they're your buddy as they investigate you to try find reasons to arrest you. And, you know, the funny thing about all this, and I totally understand where you're coming from, Mike, because it's so difficult to do this stuff. We talk about it. We theorize about it. We discuss the possibilities. We know what they do. We know their tactics. We've studied it. We've studied them. But when the pressure's on, it's difficult to keep your composure. It's difficult to remember to not answer the questions and to stand your ground. And you know, the reason I say this is kind of funny because you're one of the guys who put together some of the police. What were they called?
Practice makes perfect.
Practice makes perfect. Pimp My Activism, these sessions where people came to, and you were like the leader explaining how to do these things. And so I'm totally with you, man. Sometimes I look back on myself interacting with the police. I'm like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, I totally need to do another session when I get back because I'm out of practice. However, the story gets far worse, and I'm actually rethinking my tactics, too. So he ends up giving me a warning, not a ticket, for not pulling out of the lane fast enough. And the drug dog didn't trigger, and so they let me go. So So I'm driving away, and about an hour later, still in Kansas, another cop pulls up behind me for 2 or 3 minutes and then pulls me over. And he says, it's because I'm weaving in the lane. And I said, come on, man, it's really windy. This thing's huge. I'm driving a motorhome.
Yeah.
And I never left the lane, but he said, you got kind of close to that line, so I thought I'd get over. So he ends up giving me a warning for pulling over and a ticket for not having insurance, which you're required to in Kansas, even though I told him I wasn't required to in New Hampshire.
Ludicrous.
And what was that?
I say that's ludicrous that he would ticket you for that.
Okay, and then he says, okay, you're free to go. And I said, you know, I had learned a little from an hour ago. I had not been talking small talk. He tried a few times. And when he said, you're free to go, I said, okay, goodbye. And I started closing my window. And he said, do you mind asking a few questions? And I said, why? Do you suspect me of a crime? And he said, do you have any drugs, large sums of money, guns, anything illegal in your car? And I said, no. And he said, can I search your car? And I said, no. He said, okay, step out of the car. I'm going to have my dog sniff it. And I said, what? Are you kidding? You're a Kansas cop just did this an hour ago and found nothing. And you don't suspect me of a crime. And you told me I could go. What are you doing? And this, by the way, right here in this story is
what
I wanted.
He didn't. Hold on. We can continue the story in a moment. But he didn't say he didn't suspect you of a crime. He didn't answer that question, right?
Correct.
Right. And I wonder if what would he have done if when he asked you, because they both asked you, can I ask you some questions after they told you that you were all set and all free to go? I wonder what he would have done if you just simply said something like, you know what, I've got somewhere to be. Have a nice day.
Well, that's actually my question. And so I guess if you want, I'll get to the scary story later and let's just talk about that.
You can go wherever you want, man. I mean, we can talk to you.
Okay, well, I want to come back to that because that is my question.
Yeah.
So I'll try to summarize the scary story instead of dramatize it, but let me tell you, I'm still shaking, and it was like 2 hours ago.
Wow.
So I end up outside, you know, sitting on the weeds on the freeway while they're searching my car because he brought a dog sniffer out, and they triggered it.
Oh, geez.
He said, I'm going to search your car.
Right, so the first dog didn't trigger, but this one did.
Right, and I told him that, and he didn't care. And also, remember when he first asked me the questions, did I have anything illegal, guns, large sums of money in the car? And
yeah.
I said, no, I had all of it.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. So he's now searching my car. Meanwhile, I had been calling 441, and so I was receiving calls from people, from activists. Thank you. And one of them, a good friend of mine, said, you know, called me to tell me, you know, he was irate that cops would be searching my car after they said I was free to go. It's illegal, et cetera, et cetera. And he said he wanted to talk to the cop as my legal counsel. So I told the cop that. The cop took my phone, hung up, and then kept my phone so I could not have any more
calls. Oh, man.
Now he's searching my car and for my motorhome, my home, actually. I live in this thing. And I'm on the grass. And he comes out one thing at a time and says, so you don't have any large sums of money, right? I said, no, just, you know, just throw stuff in my wallet. He says, so if I found $5,000 bundled up in 1,000s, that wouldn't be yours. And then I realized, oh, crap, I did just withdraw that on Thursday from the bank. But I can prove it. I have a receipt. He goes, let me see the receipt. I said, okay, so it's right over here. I'm looking through my stack. And then I realized, oh, crap. I didn't use a withdrawal slip, so the bank used a temporary check, and the canceled check will be my receipt, which I don't have.
Mm.
So I didn't have proof of that. Then they found my postal scale, which I used for mail to jail, and they thought I was using it to measure out weed. Then they found my guns, which I told them I didn't have. Then they found all my precious metal, which is a large sum of money. And they also made some comment about the route I was taking to get where I was going, and they were
drug
all of it.
Route.
I admit, I disagree with the drug war, but I admit, it looked suspicious from a cop's point of view.
Yeah.
It was getting worse and worse and worse.
And you'd already lied to the cops because you'd answered their questions earlier when
Not really. He said, do you have, what Barsky said, it was the way he said it is, do you have anything illegal in here, guns, large sums of money? And the fact is, large sums of money aren't illegal, and guns from
yes,
New
they
Hampshire,
are. They'll take your money.
No, they're not illegal.
They charge the money with a crime.
Illegal.
They charge the money
with a
crime.
They are doing it illegally. They are criminal.
They're
they are criminal gang stealing money. They,
yes.
A large sum of money is not illegal
Mark,
in the United States of America.
They decide what's illegal.
No,
not
no,
you.
They don't.
Yes, they do. They'll take your damn money.
No, right. They'll lie and they'll twist the law. But the law was not written that large sums of money are illegal.
I'll tell you what.
Also,
we'll come back.
Guns
hang on, Mike,
you can drive guns through a state that that are legal in your state and legal to where you're going. And so Kansas has no say in that.
1-800-259-9231. You could certainly say that Mike wouldn't know necessarily what is and what is not illegal, but better to not answer those questions, Mark, period. 1-800-259-9231. At least that's what I think. We'll see what Mike thinks here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Now you can fall asleep naturally with King Bio's Sleep Aid. And when you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. Kingbio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. including our webcam. You can go watch and listen to the show, interact with other listeners, because we've got our chat room there on the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Now then, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, I did. It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. This is where the action is. People like our guests on the he's not a guest, he just called in, but Mike Barsky is with us. We held him over through the break. One of the early movers of the Free State Project, and also known as Cop Bait, because he's frequently pulled over by the police, apparently not just in New Hampshire, where we live, but also you're on the road now, Mike, driving a motorhome across the country, and you've been pulled over twice in one day in Kansas. First time,
in 1 hour.
Right. The first time, the cop asked you some questions, then decided to pull out a drug dog and run it around the vehicle. The dog did not alert. An hour later, you get pulled over again, and both times you were told after some, you know, checking of your ID, etc., and ticketing, you were told you were free to go, and then they asked if they could ask you some questions. You allowed them to. You didn't really give them a whole bunch of information, but nonetheless, they then decided to bring out a drug dog again the second time. This time, it's a totally different cop. They bring out the dog again. This time, the dog alerts. Of course, nothing has changed about your RV in the last hour. And so they go inside and start searching around. They find that you've got a gun. They find that you've got a postal scale, which you use for mail-2-jail.com, which is a great website. They find that you've got some cash. And
I'm glad I don't need that website tonight.
Do you mind? Yes. So
I'm
what was the rest of your...
Are you out of Kansas?
No, I'm not stopping this motorhome until I get out, though. It's like 3 more hours.
What was the rest of the story? They found all this stuff, and then what?
Okay, as they found it, as they found each suspicious item, he came out and said, "Well, I found this. What's your story?" And I had an explanation because, of course, I'm not drug trafficking, you know. So,
yeah.
But it's, you know, all these pieces together seemed really suspicious, I admit. And so the short of it, I guess, is that I kept talking. I kept telling them personal information. Yes, I run a website, so I need a scale. Yes, I go to this bank. Yes, I'm going to this part of Utah, so I took this route. And I was trying to be polite, and I was trying to give them what they wanted instead of protecting my rights. And at the very end, the cop said, "Look, this is a ridiculous story, but I do believe you." And then something weird happened, which we'll talk about later if you want. But then he let me go. So, and no, one more thing. While I was on the grass while he was searching, a bunch of activists called me. Oh, I think I told you that. And one of them wanted to talk to the cop as my legal counsel because basically after the cop tells you you're free to go, you don't have to answer any more questions. So my
You don't ever have to answer any questions.
Well, I know. You don't. Well, that's part of my quandary, too.
Yeah.
So I felt, first of all, I was real scared about being arrested in Kansas, nowhere near anyone, with my home here and every single belonging that would be confiscated by the cops.
Right.
That was really scary to me, so I was trying to comply. Now,
I don't blame you.
Well, if I felt that when he said, "Here's your ticket, you're free to go, by the way, can I ask you some questions?" I felt that if I said, "No, see ya," or, you know, somewhat friendly or whatever, if he wanted to sniff my car, he would have pulled me over again and sniffed it.
Right, but they did it anyway, right? I mean, you said yes, you answered the questions, and they sniffed you out
anyway. Right. So
you have nothing to lose in that case.
Well, in this, you never. But what would have happened if he would have done the situation as Barsky says, and he decided, you know what? I hate this guy. I don't like what he's saying. I'm going to take his $5,000, and I'm going to. I think that you can do good, Barsky, with sugar. I think now there are times that you could say, I'm really in a hurry, officer. I don't have time to answer any questions. I've got to go.
Yeah.
But have a great day. I think there's.
Right.
I think it's
That's
a possibility. No, you're not. You're saying, "Oh, screw you! Pick
out what I'm saying." When did I say that, Mark?
That's the attitude. That's
the sound
of your
voice. That is not my attitude. I said earlier when we were having a conversation, you could say something to the effect of, "No, I appreciate you asking, but I've got to be on my way. I have somewhere to be." I didn't say be mean about it. I didn't say be nasty. I advocate approaching the police with love and with compassion and forgiveness, Mark. So what the hell are you talking about?
That's what it sounded like to me.
Well,
you don't talk to these people. They're dangerous. Don't talk to them.
That's not what I said, Mark.
Barsky, go ahead.
I didn't get that from Ian either, that he was trying
Thank
to be
you.
But regardless,
Screw
if
you, Barsky.
If you my question is still, though, if been kidnapped, I guess. And so when the cop said, can I ask you more questions, I said yes, and it resulted in a search. I was thinking if I said no, it might have. Mm. However, what if I had said no and drove off? Well, I guess my point is no matter which way I answer, the cop could or could not have searched.
It's true. Like no That's pretty out. Much true.
And so I don't know. Maybe I just feel violated or feel scared or something. Yeah. I just don't know what to do anymore.
Right. You know, there's Barsky, there's no magic bullet to this one. Each of these officers is going to do whatever they want to do. Each one of these people is going to do whatever they want to do. And you can treat them with love and respect or treat them poorly. And they're probably still going to do what they want to do. And I think you're going to be better off by being as kind as you can and trying to be as, make them understand I've got a real life here and I don't have time to play with you on the side of the road.
Right. Be kind, but refuse, I think. And if you look at what did you see Pete Ayers' video that we talked about last week on the show where he turned down showing cops an ID and just walked away from them? Did you see that video?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's a great example of this, kind of the same area of discussion. Obviously, we're not dealing with a vehicle situation, but he was dealing with two intimidating cops with their hands on their guns. You can go to copblock.org. You probably have to scroll down a little bit, but they've got the video there. You can watch it. And the cops are lying to him. They're saying you have to show your ID. And he says, well, is that the law? And which I don't think is the best question to ask. But the cop, of course, is always going to say yes to that question. If a cop makes a claim and you say, well, is that the law or am I legally required to do that? The cops will always say yes. So even though the cops were saying, yes, you're legally required to show you ID, Pete was able to essentially tell them, well, I'd like to leave now. I don't believe I have to show you ID. I'd like to be on my way. Goodbye. And he turns around and walks away from the cops.
Now,
it
hold
was
on.
Amazing.
But turning and walking away from a cop is an entirely different story than getting into your vehicle and driving away from a cop.
No, it's not that
it
much different because the cops told him he was free to go.
But a police officer, when dealing with somebody in a car, if you get in and go away, then you're talking about a high-speed chase situation.
He was
they
told
can drag
he was
you
free
out of that
go.
Car by your hair.
Mark,
and kick
were
you
paying
asleep.
Attention?
I'm telling you something already.
Were you
Look,
paying attention?
Does he have it on tape?
Yes.
Barsky does?
Yes. We listened to the Port 411.
So what? The cop can, when it comes to a car, they can do whatever they want.
They can
when
do whatever they want to Pete.
They patted the man down. They can do whatever they want. No.
I'm not advocating you run from the cops. I'm saying you say something. If they say you're free to go,
he's going
to
pull him again. He'd have pulled him over
you're
again.
You're speculating. You don't know that. You don't know that. They could have run after Pete and smashed his head into the pavement.
No,
they could have done that.
They cannot.
Sure they could. He had a gun on his hip. They could have said he went for his gun. They ran at him.
That would have been lying.
They lie all the time. What world are you living in, dude? You are ludicrous tonight.
Walking is different than driving,
dude. I'll allow you to respond to this nonsense here in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231. It's not any different because, as you said, the cops will do whatever it is they want to do. Why not quietly exit the situation when given the opportunity? Why not?
Because they don't like it.
So you're going to just stick around and hang out with them because they'd like that? More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. If you've got some thoughts, add them in. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You go and get signed up. We'll send you updates to your email box, or you can get them via Twitter or Facebook, whatever it is that works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get on our lists, news.freetalklive.com.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to Jack all the time. It's kind of like Rothbard meets Dr. Seuss. It's a simple story. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com and see some samples there and order today. Get a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL, An Island Called Liberty, at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We've got Mike Barsky with us here, somebody who is fairly experienced at dealing with the police getting pulled over, but practice does make perfect. And Barsky, you've had a lot of practice, though. Today you're admitting that there was, at least I think you believe, some mistakes were made, as I tend to make mistakes every time I interact with the police. I get better a little bit over time, but you've had a lot more practice than I have. And so we're talking about some tactics and some different ways of approaching these things. Even you are questioning your own approaches here as a result of some of the experiences that you've had today. And just to bring go ahead.
The tactic you take depends on the outcome you want, or at least the outcome you want to try for.
Well, the outcome you're willing to accept, I think, is also important.
Right, true. And today I was really not wanting to get arrested in this way, way far away from activists with all my belongings in the possession of the police. So
absolutely.
I realized there was a lot of luck involved, but being nice – and telling the cops what they wanted to know, I think is what got me out of a really potentially serious, you know, situation. And I'm not happy that I did it. I'd like to think that if the exact same thing happened while I was in New Hampshire, I would be okay with standing up for my rights more, knowing that I'd have the support of activists to come get my motorhome or to get my belongings or whatever.
Right, right. I don't blame you for doing what you did today. But I think the discussion is still relevant here because not everybody listening is in New Hampshire or plans to be in New Hampshire, but they still may be interested in standing up for themselves and standing up for their rights. So I understand that if, you know, you don't want to take any risks whatsoever, that you know, it feels like it might be the right thing to do whatever the cops tell you to. But on the other hand, I don't know if that's necessarily the case, because if you compare you compare situations. In the example of Pete Eyre from copblock.org, where he was accosted by the police on the street, they never told him he was free to go. He asked them straight out if he was free to go, and they never admitted that he was free to go. When in point of fact, he was free to go because it was a contact. He wasn't pulled over. He was just approached on the street. So at any point, he could leave. But they wouldn't admit that to him. You were told that you were free to go, and then the cop asked, this was after they investigated you, ran your license, and wrote you the ticket. He told you you were free to go, then the cop just asked if you would answer some questions. You decided to stay and answer them because you were being very, you know, giving towards the police and giving them what they wanted. Mark is saying that that's what you should do every time, because if you don't.
I'm not saying that at all, dude. All I'm saying is you need to be kind, and you never know what these people are going to do.
So kindly leave the situation as soon as you possibly
can. You probably would have just pulled them over again.
That's your speculation. You have no evidence for
that. I have no evidence for it. You have no evidence for your conjecture either. You're just giving an example.
I'm not conjecturing anything. I'm not saying what would or wouldn't have happened. I'm saying if you're told by a cop if you're free to go ahead and take his advice and leave. Get the F out of there.
And then immediately he followed it up with, hey, can you answer some questions for me? I think
thanks. I'm on my way now. Goodbye. I appreciate it. Have a nice day.
Yeah, I think
you can be nice about leaving.
Right.
Get out of the cop's vision. Get away.
Do you care to speculate what would have happened to Mike Barsky's $5,000 that he found in the vehicle that time? If he would have decided to pull him over?
There's a chance that he would not have been pulled over and never have been searched had he said no and just walked away and left. And, you know, if you're scared about being followed, then go find the next whatever and pull over there and chill out for a while.
Mommy, Daddy, are you guys getting a divorce?
I would like to divorce this guy, please.
Actually, I think you're both right on various points, and that's why I'm so confused now, because I used to have a much stronger stance. I think Mark is right that, obviously, with people in general, if you're nicer, you're going to get your way more.
Yeah.
However, Ian's right in that, and I didn't realize this until a second ago, that cops and government is arbitrary. So I should, you know, if presented with the chance to leave, I should take it. Yes, they may still pull me over. They may if I don't anyway.
Right. So, you got searched because you were doing whatever they wanted. I'm not saying don't be nice. I'm saying be respectful. You have to be respectful. These people have power. They have guns. They have dogs. They have cages. So it's smart to be respectful. It's smart to be nice. It's smart to be courteous. And it's also smart to get the hell out of there as soon as you possibly can. There's a difference between being nice and bending over and doing everything the cop wants you to do. I mean, if the cop says, all right, Mike, you know, now that you've answered some questions, I'd like you to pull your pants down.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, is it nice to go ahead and pull your pants down? No, it's bending over for them. It's doing everything they want from you when you don't have to. You have the option to leave, take it. And take it nicely.
That's a good point. There was the fear factor, but you're right. As long as you can muster the courage, I think that's the best.
Barsky, do you believe that this police officer used discretion in dealing with you and not taking that $5,000 that he found from you and not running you in for those guns that he found in your motorhome?
Well, discretion's an interesting question in this case, because before all the searching happened and he gave me a ticket for not having insurance, I said, oh, come on, please. It's not required in New Hampshire. I'm just passing through your state for one day. Can't you use your discretion? Can't you let this go? No, I can't do it. There's a law. I've got to do it. And then when he's searching my car and going through my possessions without me being able to watch, including, you know, my gold coins and my cash, Federal Reserve notes, he could have taken anything. In fact, he still could have. I haven't even counted yet.
He could have planted something if he'd wanted to. And point of information, Mark, what would he have been charged with had he been taken in for the gun?
What? Probably, it doesn't matter what they charge him. They can ruin his day.
That's all I'm saying. What I'm pointing out here is
that the police officer could take him in just for having guns. They absolutely could give him all kinds of trouble.
Maybe, maybe not. It depends.
He's allowed to transport guns through a state.
Depends on the jurisdiction, right? I mean, maybe you didn't. Maybe he was just intimidating you, and the fact that you only had $5,000 wasn't enough to trigger any sort of level of confiscation, or the gun wasn't illegal. It's a possibility that you just happened to not have violated any of their laws, so they just decided to let it go while at the same time intimidating you. I mean, if he'd found an AK-47, modified AK-47 hanging up in there, you think he would have acted differently?
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And if he'd found $10,000, maybe he would have acted differently then. I don't know. Maybe $5,000 is below a certain limit. Maybe it wasn't worth his while. Or maybe you're right. Maybe appeasing him was the right thing to do. And, of course, we're all speculating.
It's all speculation.
And what would have been interesting is that you actually had the opportunity to do things differently. The first cop asked you to answer some questions. You did that. The second time, you could have found out what happened had you said no. And then you would have been able to call us and say, well, I said no the second time, and I walked away, and I got away with it. Or I said no the second time, and then they pulled me over a third time.
But it's still,
I did. I did improve I was more pleased with my behavior the second time. I did learn from the first, but I just wasn't courageous enough to say, no, I'm going to be on my way now. Thanks for asking.
And it's hard, especially once you get used to having an activist network backing you up like you have here in New Hampshire. I don't blame you for, stepping, taking it down a notch, because I wouldn't want to be in that position either, being out in the middle of nowhere and being at their mercy. But at the same time, I think I would have taken the opportunity to get out. But then again, that's just me speculating too. I mean, I wasn't in your situation, so I can't really say, well, I would have done this and that.
Well, thanks for letting me share and for giving me your opinions.
I hope that it was useful for our listeners, and if they have experience in these areas, I'd love to hear from them. Maybe they could chime in with what happened if they walked away when they were told they were free to go. What sort of consequences did they have? Is anybody out there listening, have you been in a similar situation to some of the speculation we've been involving ourselves in? And if so, what can you share about your experiences? As always, Mike, I appreciate you sharing yours with us.
And I do think I disagree with Mark. I do think there's a difference between pedestrians and in a car.
No, I was saying that
there is a difference. Mark was saying there is a difference, and I agree, there is a difference. On the street, you absolutely have the right to walk away at any time, regardless of the questions they're asking you, unless they say they're detaining you or putting you under arrest. Otherwise, it's just a contact. Things are a little different on the side of the road with a car. There's no doubt about that. But if a cop tells you you're free to go, you are free to go. Otherwise, they wouldn't tell you that. Thanks for the call, man. Work them up.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. You can listen to the show in various different ways at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, our webcam, listen lines. It's all there for you, and it's all free. Listen.freetalklive.com. Hey, you like the fact that we give you those streams for free? Well, maybe you should buy something over at amazon.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get the stuff you are needing, the stuff you are wanting in life as well, because they have dozens of categories, used items, even, of course, brand new, where you can, if you order brand new, get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their products. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls. Dave is in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing? I think he ran into some honorable cops. Because,
why?
Because he's talking to you on the phone right now. He's got his money, he's got his guns and his gold, man.
I suppose they're not as bad as they could have been.
Well, look what they're doing to us in this medical thing, right?
Waylaid him, Dave. They still held him on the side of the road for who knows how long as they took a dog around his car and searched it.
They didn't find no weed either. They didn't find nothing, so they were honorable to him. They trusted him.
Just because they didn't steal his stuff, I don't know if that makes them honorable.
I bet you if they found, like, a roach clip or, you know, like a bomb or something, then it'd be a different story.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
You know, but anyway, I was listening before you guys were talking about, like, religion, the drug war.
Yes, sir.
I was thinking about the new religion with this, like, the medical thing is, like, the Church of Insurance, man. You got to pay the Church of Insurance now to access the medical stuff, you know?
Yeah, mandatory now, right?
Yeah, and then, like, the drug war, you know, like, it only took 7 people to die for Prohibition. 4,000 people die a year in a drug war.
Only 7 people die during alcohol prohibition? I don't believe
that. Well, the St. the St. Valentine's Day massacred seven people.
Oh, you mean in one incident?
And they got all upset over
it. I was going to say seven people doesn't count anybody else that would have died in gang shootings or from improperly created liquor.
Look how much it happens today. So the drug war is just underground money being moved around. We know all about it with the Contra-Iran affair and all that. But and then this medical plan, I was thinking some funny stuff. You were talking about prostitution, and I think the prostitution should be included in this medical plan. Instead of calling them houses of prostitution, we could call them prostate wellness centers. You know, and then everybody could get. You know, I'd be nice about it, but anyway.
That's a lovely idea, Dave. Might as well. I mean, they've already thrown in everything but the kitchen sink.
Yeah, they threw in everything else, you know. And plus, you know, the prostate is a moneymaker now. That's all you hear on the radio about the prostate.
I don't know. They still got the colon cleanse stuff out there, don't they?
Yeah, you know.
That's a big one, too.
They ain't pushing it like they're pushing the prostate these days.
I wouldn't know. I don't listen to that crap. Do you actually listen to those shows, Dave?
Well, it's on all the commercials, you know.
Right.
The saw palmetto pills and things like that? Beta prostate?
Yeah.
But
that was a little humor to lighten things up. I think you guys really love each other, man, because you sound like my family sometimes.
Thank you, Dave.
And you only get upset with the people you care about, you know?
That's true. I'm trying to help Mark. It's really...
I like to describe it.
No, he's right, and you're right. You're both right, you know, because you got to deal with the man at the moment. I don't carry no ID on me, you know.
So
when they ask me, where's your ID, I say, I don't got any. And then they say, what do you mean? I say, I don't have to have it on me. I said, my name is Dave. How you doing? And I say, go ahead, look it up on your computer. You got the computer. I say, go on over there. I'll tell you my number. You want my number? But they tell me on the card that I'm not supposed to use it for ID, but I guess you'll go along with that. We'll break that rule for you, I say.
It says on your card in Montana, your address.
Oh, no, the Social Security number.
Oh, the cops ask you for your Social Security number?
Well, no, because when, you know, usually they do for your ID, you know, because, you know,
really?
So I tell them, I say, hey, I say, go to your computer, look up David, you know, my name. Yeah. I said, I'll even tell you my number. And they tell me, and I tell him, and on the card it says don't use for ID, but I say, I'll break the rule for you. I'll tell you, you want my Social Security number, you know, and I make friends with the guy, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, there's no reason to be mean. There's no reason to be mean or angry, and they certainly give people reason to be angry. I mean, we had plenty of reason over the weekend when they were arresting our friends for cannabis and for having a video camera and being in the street and standing in front of a cop car.
Well, but then you're tempting their job, too. Their job is to make sure people don't smoke pot or whatever.
Well, their job is supposed to be to protect, protect and serve, but clearly, really, they're just protecting and serving the state.
The whole thing about cannabis is disgraceful, man. This plant will feed you, clothe you, and house you. The get high part is nothing compared to the uses and the woes that it could mend in this world.
So true, Dave. As always, I thank you for your call tonight and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Hey, since we've been talking about cops, here's a story for you. From our very own New Hampshire, Newcastle's former police chief began serving 4 months in jail. Now, you got to do something pretty serious to...
He missed he got some people very upset at him.
Yeah, to
powerful people.
Right, because normally the police protect one another, and it's very rare that they'll actually spend any kind of... If they do get in trouble, which is rare enough, it's rare, or even more rare, that they will actually have to go to jail. But 4 months in jail for the former police chief of Newcastle, New Hampshire, for stealing roughly $8,000 from a food drive fund that he helped run with the Coast Guard. So he was embezzling money from poor people, basically, from a charity.
Mm.
James Murphy, and it's just more example, just another example, as though you needed another one, that the scum rises to the top of the police world, of the authoritarian structures. We've heard it time and time again from cops that are retired. They will tell you that the bad guys get promoted. James Murphy, 53, told Judge Tina Nadeau during his plea and sentencing hearing that he was ashamed of the thefts. Well, he's sorry because he got caught, of course, which totaled more than $8,600 from 2001 to 2004. Murphy, who pleaded guilty, apparently the salary, the sweet salary and all the bennies that he got as the police chief wasn't good enough. He had to embezzle money from poor people.
The amount you make is never good enough if that's your nature.
Murphy, who pleaded guilty to a felony theft charge, said the crime essentially ruined his life. He said, "I shamed my profession, and I've lost many friends in Newcastle. I've basically become a pariah. I lost friends, my home, my marriage, and basically all of it was my own doing." You know, at least he's accepting responsibility.
Wow. That's pretty strong. I'm really impressed.
Nadeau told lawyers in the case she was reluctant to accept a sentence recommendation by prosecutors. His deal included receiving a 12-month jail sentence with 8 months of it suspended. If he were to get in trouble again within the next 3 years, prosecutors could impose the rest of the sentence. Assistant Attorney General Benjamin Agati said Murphy's sentence was partially based on other New Hampshire police officers who were convicted of theft-related crimes. One of those cases was in May of 2008. When a former DARE officer from the Woodstock Police Department received a 6-month jail sentence after being caught stealing $15,000, according to Agati. Murphy's admission...
I had a friend who went to prison for 2 years for stealing a backpack worth $300.
So it goes to show that the cops are still getting special treatment.
Mm.
Agati said Murphy's admission once he was confronted about the thefts was a mitigating factor in recommending his sentence. Nadeau said she was unhappy with the sentence but did not want to undermine the months of negotiations done by lawyers from both sides. The defense lawyer suggested that his client and the public shame Murphy is already enduring cost him dearly.
He's going to have to leave the town. I mean, that's for sure.
He's incredibly devastated by this. He took full responsibility. He described the felony theft conviction as a first smudge on a distinguished 28-year law enforcement career. Yeah, but if he was embezzling money
for that. What that says to me is that this is a guy that's been getting away with a lot for a very long time. If he felt like he could take $8,000 out of a food drive fund and stick it in his pocket and not have any problems with it. I mean, people don't steal for the first time in their mid-50s. That doesn't make much sense to me. Generally,
had he been convicted at trial, so he took a plea deal, he could have faced 7.5 to 15 years in state prison. 1-800-259-9231. So yet another story of another cop.
As far as I'm concerned, dirty. If he paid the money back, especially with a punitive amount, and then 4 months in jail for that amount of money, plus the incredible amount of ostracism and the humility he showed here, I don't have a big problem with the sentence. I don't know what he's paid back.
I wonder if he's still getting his pension.
That crossed my mind.
I mean, I'm not sure if he retired or if he was kicked out as a result of this. It's not made clear in the story, but just curious. Because if he's getting his pension, it shouldn't be a big deal for him to pay that back, because pensions for government bureaucrats tend to be pretty sweet. All right, we're out of time. It's Benny in here with you.
And Mark.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.